Good morning. Today is Friday, last Friday of February 2019. Joining us this morning, Simple Country therapist and apparently a rather cold individual, Luke Libby.
Yes, got my scarf on and everything.
Yeah, you got like six layers going
it's
there.
It's freezing out there.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes. Lackadaisical. Why do we say a lazy, dawdling person is lackadaisical? It's a bit of keen psychological observation. The term comes from the exclamation lackaday, which means shame on you day. Just as through the day were as though the day were a person. And since most persons were lackaday and blame the quick passage of time on looking for an excuse for their own lack of energy, they are lackadaisical. What?
So in other words, no personal responsibility.
That's yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's
Doesn't seem like a significant breakthrough on that one.
Well, the next entry is laconic, which I like better.
Okay.
Where does the word laconic come from? From Laconia, the general name for Spartan territory. The Spartans were noted for their brusque speech, the best example of it being their reply when Philip of Macedon wrote to their magistrates, "If I enter Laconia, will I level Lacedaemon to the ground?" The Spartans' reply was, "If." that's laconic. If. They didn't say maybe. They said if.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. Laconic. If.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing when you get to somebody who has attentive listening.
Yes.
And the ability to communicate with the spoken
quickly,
word.
Quickly.
Bam. I mean, either you'll be laughing, you'll be laughing like nobody's business.
Yes.
Or you're going to be stunned and amazed.
Yes.
And reeling on it.
Yes. If. Oh.
Oh, gee. Question for you. I kind of had this one kicking around for the last little bit. Stressors. I know that most of us have probably heard somewhere in our life fight or flight.
Yeah.
That is how people react.
Yeah.
Okay. Are those really the only two options that are out there?
No, it's usually flight, fight, freeze, which little tiny deer are deer are...
was it the phrase, deer in the headlights look?
Deer in the headlights, yeah.
Boom, yeah.
Baby deer are
fawns?
Fawns are losing my words. Instinctively, they go to ground and freeze. They don't move. And that means that the predators can't see them. The difficulty is some of the fawns flick their ears for hearing purposes, and that gives away their presence. That's not a good idea. That's the other one. Freeze. Flight, fright, or freeze. People do the same thing. Children do the same thing. They'll fight or flight, or they'll freeze with mostly scare. People freeze mostly in terror. Those are the biological imperatives. As you grow older, of course, then those things develop variations of their own. Flight, fight. Fight, for example, you can fight verbally or fight physically. You can fight emotionally. You can fight with words, emotionally or intellectually. If what you mean to say by that is that, and then we're off in a long intellectual rant there, or they can just fight emotionally. You ignorant! And they get loud, right? So there's variations of fight, flight, and freeze. One of the variations of freeze is just leave. Some people just shut down, spin on their heel, and leave. They literally leave the room. Other people may not go that far. They just may turn away from you, literally physically turn away from you, freeze you out, as it were. So children don't like being frozen out. They'd much rather be engaged in something. They don't like it to be too big. They don't like rage and being hit with a belt. But they they move or to be engaged emotionally, physically, somehow, because they want the stroking and the loving and the picking up and the whatnot. So what they'll take instead of that is a different version of the emotional. They'll take scolding, for example, which is low level. That's where a lot of guilt comes in. So then they get the emotional part of the words, the lectures, the scolding, and the guilt. And then they start generating behaviors that will get that kind of stroking level because they need the stroking. People cannot live without interaction, period. And then somebody's going to tell me, well, what about hermits that go and live in the woods? Yeah, well, what about hermits that go live in the woods?
Well, they're always outliers. I mean, you know, not a hermit reference, but the mean and the norm, and then you've got the deviation out on the edges. I mean, okay, probably won't right. be universal across the board.
Well, the exception makes the rule.
Close
quote.
Boy, you said that like a parent.
Right. The exception makes the rule.
Situational reactions, or are there consistent? So if somebody reacts to a situation, let's say by flight, well, is that their go-to typical response to that kind of a
stress
situation?
Depends on how old that somebody is and what their background is, what their scripting is from their childhood. So one of the things that happens is that children develop a response to something, and then they practice it and the variations on that for years. So after they've grown up and they leave home, they have a practiced response.
Familiarity.
Yes.
It's 8:19.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Dilnort counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Dilnort and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:24. Suggestions abound during commercial breaks with Lou Quimby. Before the break, Lou, we were talking about stressors and whether people react typically to a situation or if it's that pre-programmed genetic likability towards this area. So if I run, okay, I run. Well, okay, I could fight if I have to, but run is where I go.
It's interesting about how that works. Some people, policemen, for example, run toward the danger. Firemen run toward the danger. Special services parachute into the danger. So some people have a script or life plan that is arranged for them to be interested and involved in dangerous circumstances. Now, to do that as a professional, then you get training. Policemen learn how to use a weapon. Firemen learn how to enter a house, a burning house, safely. And special
right,
services.
The perceived risk and the real risk is reduced because of the training.
Right. If you're a criminal and you're dumb, there's no training. You just blunder into some place, and if you got a weapon and you get scared, then you freeze up and you take a hostage, and dumb stuff happens because there's no training. Professional criminals don't do that. They figure out where they're going to hit for money, and they figure out where the most money is.
The train robber.
Somebody asked Willie Sutton, why do you rob banks? And he said, that's where the money is. Period. You know, that was simple enough.
Yeah.
And he was professional about it. He was clear and clean and simple, and he went into it. Now, the banks since then have gotten very complicated security systems, so it's not as simple as it was in the 20s, 30s.
They learned also.
And they learned yeah. also, yeah.
Because that's where the money
so
is.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So they got sophisticated.
So with the military or the public safety folks, they've got their on-job training.
Right. And requirements for safe execution of their profession.
Their job.
Their job, yeah.
With those that you know, when they are off job.
Those same people?
Yeah. Do they tend to react the same way? Or is that job work?
Oh, no.
Behaviors and at home,
if there's a barbecue,
it's different.
If there's a barbecue fireman, the barbecue fire, the firemen know what to do.
Sure.
And if there is a bar fight, the policemen know what to do.
Sure.
They know how to reduce the intensity.
Right? But they don't take their off-duty gun out.
Work with a kid?
Yeah.
A child?
Yeah.
Yeah. They know
different. I mean, they can't use that same skill set.
No. They got
with a little person.
They got to do some fathering if they're working with a child. The difficulty is sometimes the mindset of being a tough guy slips in there. So that's where children get big boys don't cry or, you know, hit back quickly on the playground. You know, if you got a bully, go up and knock a tooth out and they won't bother you anymore. They get that kind of stuff, which may or not be all that bad. It depends on your thinking about bullies on the playground. Strike first.
So now we've got with some of these stressors, if we will, you know, the fight, flight, or freeze, at the national and international level. We've got the meeting in Vietnam next week with North Korea.
Yes.
And the United States.
And okay. You get all sorts of variations on freezing.
And the cultural and misinterpretation of information, verbal, nonverbal, all those types of dynamics are in the swirl as well. If someone is used to the fight or the flight, that's a pretty immediate response.
Oh, yeah.
Rather, you know, the freeze, okay, you can sit there and kind of listen and watch and not do anything, and you could be in full freeze, but you're still taking in information. The other two are requiring activity or action.
Right. And sometimes the action is passivity.
If that's how you react to it. So
and that may be
at that level where there's the is it just degrees of magnitude that are different? Or is it settings in the situation can also cause somebody who normally would fight to flee, perhaps, or vice versa?
Yes.
A nice try. You got a minute and a half. You're not going to pull that one.
Well, it's interesting when I watch news and they bring in their consultants like the ex-ambassadors to the UN and to Britain and Greece and ex-ambassadors to countries about their approach to what's happening as opposed to what's happening now. And their approach is, of course, different than what's happening now because what's happening now is the first time that what's happening now has happened. Eisenhower and, well, there's a whole list of presidents after that. The Bushes and the Clinton are quite different than what's happening now in terms of diplomacy and action. And
it would be interesting.
It makes for a lot of armchair analysis of things.
Well, that's right. I was flashing to Nixon in China, Winston, you know, what, last Nixon. Week, earlier this week. How would that have worked with North Korea or Trump in China? How would that have worked?
Oh, boy.
At that time.
Oh, boy.
It's 8:30.
Decade Difference presents the High School Innovate Business Challenge.
I'm Genevieve Regley, encouraging you to go for it and submit an idea. I didn't know if my idea would be selected, but it was, and I learned a lot about my idea and myself. It was a great experience and helped kickstart my business while still attending Ferndale High School.
Learn more at decadeadifference.org. Deadline to enter is February 15th. Upload your idea and compete for thousands of dollars. It's the Decade of Difference. Be a part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Simple Country Therapist Lou Quimby. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Lou, the natural level of response, the instinctive one, the intuitive, the genetic, whatever we want to call it, is there a base level that everybody has? You know, does everybody have a component of fright? Everybody have a component of flight?
Oh,
everybody
sure.
have a
yeah.
component of fight, and then it's just percentages?
Well, and then you mix in with that our training to fix it, which is not instinctive, but trained. So people will instinctively go toward helping, like in a car crash, and they want to pull people out of the car to save them. If there's a fire in the car, then you need to pull people out of the car. But other than that, you don't want to pull people out of a car because you might break their back or their neck because they're sitting there with a broken neck. They need to have their neck restraint put in by the ambulance people, right? So fix it requires some training. And that's the same thing for police response, ambulance response. Their response, their training about fixing things, it has to cover their response to leap in to get involved. So, for example, a man with a gun response, you can't just run in there with a gun and say drop it, or there's liable to be somebody behind you who will kill you. So you have to pay attention to that. The same thing with children. If you go to the beach with children, you got to keep an eye on children because children can drown in 2 inches of water or 3 inches of water. They go face down and they knock themselves out, say on a rock or something, and they're gone that quick. The mothers know that on the playground. And children can fall out of a swing if they're not supervised, little children. And little kids want to get on the swing just like big brothers and big sisters. They want to be big brother, big sister, and they want to do the stuff big kids do. But they have to have the physical strength for their hands and arms to hang on to the swing rope, the swing. So mothers know that too, that kids aren't strong enough. Little babies aren't strong enough to hold a spoon, for example, to feed themselves. So fixing things, tending things, helping people involves training and exposure and some common sense. And common sense comes from being supervised and told things about common experience. And then there's people that have idiosyncratic or private sense about how things work. And a private sense, everybody's got a private sense about one thing or another. A private sense about how things should or could be, how to raise children.
Not an opinion.
Not an opinion, but a private sense, yeah, which can take over if you have them supervise your kids, for example. So 13-year-old girls often make the best babysitters because they got a large parent inside them with a rule set about shoulds and shouldn'ts. And it doesn't matter what time the kid says they go to bed. Not on my watch, kid. You're going to bed at 9 o'clock, period. Get your pajamas on, brush your teeth, go to bed. No sass, no back tug. And then there are 13-year-olds who don't have the sense God gave a goose because of their family upbringing. and they'll let kids run riot. So when you're hiring a babysitter, you need to know their background. And that's important. And lots of kids get away with not having their background checked. So a lot of kids have babysitters that are dangerous because they don't supervise properly or correctly. Okay, where were we? I got myself
down the trail,
and I lost sight of which
you dropped your compass, huh?
Which mountain we're on.
But the thought of common sense,
oh yeah,
not being that common,
oh,
is something. I've kind of locked onto this, and I forget, somebody, it was one of these shows, 6 months, 8 months ago, was talking about the distinctions of the population and cultural, and that we're not racial, we're not religious, we're not age. We are metropolitan and non-metropolitan. That the life experiences and the skill sets and probably the survival instincts in a large metropolitan city is wildly different than what it is here
in Fortuna.
Yeah, so
Eureka.
So Humboldt County has more in common with pick a county in the Midwest
than
we do with San Francisco
or Los Angeles, or
because it's just so different. And those folks, if they came out here, would really be lost because they don't have those experience. A hammer. A cow, potatoes in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember Rodoni talking when Roger was still around that there's a segment of the population that thinks that potatoes come from the supermarket and milk comes from the carton.
Right.
And they don't.
Right. There's no.
And ground beef? What do you mean it's cow?
it's in this wrapper.
I've never seen or made the connections. Yeah. And they have their experience set, and that's what it is, and that's what it is. And as we get into some of these cultural challenges that we're experiencing, financial issues that are being dealt with today, that is the challenge.
Exposure.
Yeah. It just is interesting. So I was wondering, are people hardwired for a lot of this stuff, or is it cultural that's either reinforced by metropolitan life, rural life?
Cultural stuff is all what you're growing up into. That's not hardwired. That's what you grow up into. And if you grow up in Manhattan and you come to Garberville, you can learn how to grow pot and how to ride a horse and how to run a tractor.
To the point of being comfortable.
Now, that goes back to your psychological growth.
There we go, and our commercial break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, so when you get strong, dynamic personalities that are in the same room together, they talk about lighting up a room or having the it, whatever it is.
Yes. Presence.
Do those personality types tend to have an operating skill set that is different than ours? Have they dummied down the fight, flight, or fright into, well, I can kind of, I'll departmentalize that one over here and not worry about it as I'm doing the public speaking, as I'm in this high stakes negotiation, as somebody has taken personal shots at me and these folks are able to continue.
Well, people with that kind of presence have had, first of all, there's some part of them genetically that is prepared to do the confrontations, and then in teenagehood they have different high school experiences, then they have different college experiences in terms of working with people, committees, processes, circumstances, activities, and they get better and better and better at looking at a incoming circumstance and making an assessment of what needs to be done and with whom they need to do it and how, what buttons to push, what things to do. And so it's interesting to watch them work in different circumstances, because you see them kind of chameleon-like transform themselves into whatever needs to be done for that particular circumstance. So if they're working with the ladies, the Veterans of America, that's different than if they're working with the Dairy Association. And it's interesting to watch them. And as the politicians get older and they do more different circumstances, it's interesting to watch them change. And then those that follow, quote, the party line, that's just plain dogma.
Get run over.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Warm up, huh?
You betcha.
See everybody tomorrow.